T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There are several local events planned for this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. It will be a cool day, high in the lower to middle 50s. There is more rain in the forecast. Get the updated outlook from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Monday, January 20th. As mentioned, the MLK observance, the 38th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, March, and parade kicks off at 10 this morning. Marching bands, high steppers, classic cars, and floats will head down MLK Boulevard to Fair Park, with Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson serving as the Grand Marshal. The Mind and Wellness Fair kicks off after the parade at the African American Museum at Fair Park in Dallas. In Fort Worth, the MLK parade starts at 11 a.m., followed by a rally in Sundance Square. Garland, Grand Prairie, Lancaster, and Arlington all having their own MLK parades and events. One person is dead after a motorcycle crash in Dallas. Happened just before 2 a.m. on northbound Central Expressway near SMU Boulevard. The motorcycle driver died at the scene. Police took a woman into custody in connection with the crash after finding her car on Carruth Haven with damage to the front, including a motorcycle foot pedal sticking out of the crumpled metal. No word yet on charges. Police are still investigating. Also this morning, Dallas police looking for the shooter who wounded a 9-year-old girl during a road rage incident. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The shooting happened around 9:30 last night on northbound I-35 near the Mañana exit in Dallas. Police say a 9-year-old was riding in the back seat of her mom's SUV when she was shot. Her mother tells police a man in a white sedan swerved in front of them and slammed on his brakes, almost causing the family to crash several times. She says she honked at him, then he pulled up beside her SUV and fired 3 rounds into the driver's side. A little girl was hit. Police say she was taken to the hospital in stable condition. The suspect in the shooting continued driving. Police are looking for him now. They say he's white, balding, and has a salt and pepper goatee. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Tarrant County, a 10-year-old boy is recovering after he was shot outside a Crowley school last night. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
The boy and a man were shot about 7:30 in the parking lot of the North Crowley 9th Grade Center, where a youth basketball game was in progress, and there's a lot of investigating still to do.
Right now we're looking into it. We're interviewing witnesses, and we're looking at video cameras that we have in the parking lot, and we're looking at the possibility of 2 different vehicles that were possibly could have been involved, yes.
Investigators say the boy was taken to Cook Children's for surgery. The man is recovering at JPS. Their wounds are not believed to be life-threatening. While the shooting was at the North Crowley 9th Grade Center, it was not a school district event because the gym had been rented out by a youth sports group. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas County DA is in a legal battle with a teenager over records connected with the Darlie Routier murder trial. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
He's already in college. He wants to be a lawyer. He's producing a documentary, and he has gotten access to the Darlie Routier murder files. And Ryan Kester is only 16. Last month, a judge granted an open records request, giving Kester the ability to look at the files. The DA's office says it knew nothing about that, doesn't want him contaminating evidence that might have DNA, doesn't want him publishing crime scene pictures, and says besides that, he's only 16. To which Kester replies,
I've yet to see anything that would allow them to prevent me access on that reason alone. I don't see any state or federal law regarding age and public information.
Routier is on death row. Her case is under appeal. A hearing over the records is scheduled for later this week. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Trump was in Texas on Sunday. He was in Austin, where he spoke to a major farmers group, thanking them for their support.
On behalf of every American worker and family, thank you for standing strong for America. Thank you very much to the farmers and ranchers for standing with me, for saying the president is right. Yes, it's tough right now, but the president is doing the right thing.
A local fire chief leading an effort to help the victims of Puerto Rico's worst earthquake in more than a century. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Former Rangers pitcher and current Rangers broadcaster Jose Guzman recently reached out to Pantego Fire Chief Randy Fulton about how to help the victims in Guzman's homeland. Chief Fulton says he and Guzman came up with the idea of holding a canned food and bottled water drive, and Fulton has been busy getting other departments, fire and police, on board.
No better way than to do it than to reach out to our brothers and sisters, firefighters and police officers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to help with this.
The drive starts today and runs through February 15th. A private business partner is arranging to take the goods by air freight to Puerto Rico, where Guzman will arrange for them to be delivered to the victims.
Since he has family and relatives over there, he will be leading that part of the mission, getting it to the people over there.
Now, you can also make a monetary donation at the Guns and Hoses Foundation of North Texas's website. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The flying saucer-shaped arena connected to the Fort Worth Convention Center will soon be a memory, KRLD's Austin York explains.
The arena hosted shows like the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and Elvis Presley. But because the new Dickies Arena is now operational, the need for the old one is no more. Andy Taft, president of downtown Fort Worth, says the nearly $500 million expansion plan is badly needed.
Now that we've got the new Dickies Arena, which is a multi-purpose facility, the idea of supporting that arena at a time we don't need one doesn't make any sense. And at the same time, we need to expand the convention exhibit floor, add breakout rooms, add new ballrooms, a new kitchen, and everything else we need to do to upgrade the convention center.
He says the city has had to turn away conventions because of so little space, losing out on over $500 million of economic impact. A potential groundbreaking is expected in 2022 or 2023. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The matchup is set for Super Bowl 54. Kansas City will face San Francisco in Miami on February 2nd. The Chiefs are a one-point favorite.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.